Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grains closed steady or just a touch higher across the board today. December corn up a quarter cent at 375 and a quarter, roughly 5 cents off the low and 2 cents off of the high. December corn, looking at the chart here, still significantly below the moving average, which is all the way up at $3.99. That would be the 50-day moving average. So significantly below that. Still looks like the long-term trend going back 6 months to a year is still to the downside. But with corn harvest happening now and the bulk of it in the Midwest happening here in the next 30 to 60 days, those harvest lows could happen here, and hopefully they do. Of course, there's 30 to 60 days until that seasonal time period, really September-October seasonal low really happens. November beans seasonally make the same low as the corn. November beans today up a quarter cent at 885 and three quarters. The high today was 888 and a half, but the low 871. So a significant rally off of their morning lows here, which happened early in the day. They're also significantly below the moving average. The 50-day moving average for the November beans is all the way up at 958 and a half. And then the wheats both rallied today after making new contract lows early in the day. And December Kansas City closed up 488 and a half, 10 cents off the low.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
In terms of government reports today, we had the export sales, which were bullish for wheat, bullish for corn, and then neutral for soybeans. Wheat was 601,000 metric tons. We are expecting 275 to 400,000 metric tons. So it was roughly 50% bigger than the high end of the range. So that was bullish for wheat. Corn, it was 1 million metric tons, expecting anywhere from 775 to 900,000. So also bullish there. Soybeans inside the range at 184,000 metric tons. We were expecting 100 to 200,000. The crop progress and condition report this late in the growing season becomes less relevant, but the corn is expected to be about 68% good to excellent, down 1%. Last year at this time, it was 74%. The Stats Canada report will this week will show the July 31st quarterly stocks in Canada. All wheat's expected to be 6.5 million metric tons. Last year at this time, it was 10.4. So that could be a little bit bullish for wheat futures. And then there was also a USDA announcement of 125,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown destination. And then in terms of USDA reports, the next big one will be Friday, September 11th. That'll be the corn and bean crop production and stocks report.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down 77 at 143.20, December down 62 at 145.42. September feeder cattle down 57 at 201.82, October down 105 at 197.87. October lean hogs up 160 at 68.02, December up 157 at 63.62. In the grain, September Kansas City wheat up 6 at 463 and 3 quarters. December up 4 and a quarter at 487 and 3 quarters. September Chicago wheat up 5 and a half at 482 and a half. September corn up a half at 363 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter at 375 and a quarter. quarter. September soybeans up 4 1/4 at 897.5. November up 2 at 887.5. October cotton down 1 at 63.74. December unchanged at $63 even. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.